brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, racial, religious, tribal politics are used by the ruling classes all over the world, and the Republican Party is working with the Democrats to gut this nation once and for all. Absolutely gut this nation and absolutely bring in immigrant populations with no history of freedom who will be clients of the establishment to complete our journey into slavery. Just now breaking at Infowars.com. I'll cover it after the break. Chief of police harassed by feds, fired after signing pledge to uphold Constitution. Unbelievable. Sheriff orders Shane Harger to disband entire police department due to political affiliations, when all these other big police chiefs in these big cities are total Democrats. You know, they go speak at Obama events and stuff. This is incredible. And you can't have a mention of the Constitution at the Olympics either, or a pro-gun ad at the Super Bowl, or a Christian song nominated for the Oscars has been banned. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's go to your phone calls. Mike in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, brother, thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Brother, you know, I'm looking, I reread some of the cable leaks covering the NAU, and tell you what, folks need to wake up. As you know, Hispanics are set to surpass us in March. Everybody knows that. And I look at just the collaboration on both sides of the aisle of Republicans, Democrats, and just wanting to gut this country. And the last thing on my mind, sir, is I'm a gun enthusiast. Smith & Wesson and Ruger had been driven out of California due to the micro-stamping mandate. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because there's no proof, first off, that micro-stamping cuts down on crime. And secondly, I see it as really a backdoor mechanism to drive out gun sales in California further. So if I could get your thoughts on that. Lastly, I do want to plug that coffee. It's wonderful, and please keep up the fight, brother.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, we covered that. That was like in Reuters 2 days ago, that Smith & Wesson, Ruger, they're leaving California. They're not going to sell there because they want to make you micro-stamp with the hammer, the firing pin, to like then tell what gun, you know, it came from, as if thieves won't just file that off. And then they can make guns that don't have it illegal, and taxes on the ammunition. They want to ban guns, except for themselves, who all have armed bodyguards, the politicians. Of course criminals want to take our guns. We've got to just call it like it is. Americans have been so reasonable, so nice, that we will put up with anything that nobody else does. And we are a laughingstock across the world. There's the headline. Smith & Wesson to end most California sales due to micro-stamping resolution. Regulation. And now they're trying, they shut down the last lead smelter in the country. You can hardly mine gold or silver here because there's so many regulations. And some regulations were reasonable, but now it's meant to shut things down. I mean, they're telling coal power plants you can't have water vapor and carbon dioxide come out. They've listed carbon dioxide as toxic waste. Meanwhile, in China, there's nothing in the smokestack. Just everything comes out. It blows around the atmosphere to us. They can build three new plants a week. We're shutting down more than three plants a week. This is the shutdown of society. And it's just total economic tyranny where the politicians are run by foreign interests who can instantly double and triple their profits by shutting us down because they own the competition sectors. It's really elementary. Just like they can go in and say, nobody in this whole area can farm on your land anymore in Mexico. Now, where's the deed to your property? Well, I've been here for 50 generations. We don't know. All right, well, the army's coming in next week to burn down your house and kill you. Or you can take this 2,000 pesos or whatever to leave now. And go to, you know, for a bus ride to Mexico City. And then I've seen the footage, you'll never see it on our news, where the armored vehicles run in and just shoot everybody. But you don't hear La Raza talking about that.
Seeing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
On the road for 40 days. Last night in Little Rock put me in a haze. Free
County was doing her. Love his song.
Yeah, the whole show.
I love that sweet voice.
Live all night with KK.
Music in my ears.
Keep me right.
All right, I'll stop singing. We're on American Man. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I know I got a lot of people holding. I want to go to you. Jakari Jackson is going to be joining us from outside the Super Bowl. There in New Jersey. We're going to have coverage of that today, tomorrow, and Sunday, right before it all kicks off. And then after, we're going to have Jakari from Times Square tonight. He's going to go up to New York, talk to folks. He'll be live on the Nightly News with Darren McBreen. So all that and more is coming up. Or I guess McBreen's going to do the interview with him via Skype, and then that'll be on the news with David Knight, who's actually anchoring the news. So all that and more coming up. Let me just run over some of the news that I haven't gotten to yet. here as quickly as we can. Let's just hit this first because I mentioned it but haven't played it yet. This is Wasserman Schultz, who's always saying tyrannical things. Democrat from Florida says the president is going to have to use his executive authority. So more dictatorship talk. Here it is.
There are urgent challenges that we have facing, and the president is going to use his executive authority. And I agree that he should use his executive authority because if the Republicans continue to try to be obstructionists, then we've got to make progress.
I'm sorry. That's my buddy Scotty one time when he was in high school rode his bike across the football field during halftime. And he'll never forget somebody standing up in East Texas where you don't call it McDonald's, you call it McDonald. And they said, look at that idiot down there. They actually said something else, but that's one of our favorite sayings around here. But, I mean, that woman looks like an absolute moron. You know, you've got to remember that most of these Democrats are just gutter sludge. And that, you know, they're like, well, we got to ban clips because you throw the clip or the magazine away every time you shoot it, and that'll ban the clips soon. There'll be no more clips left. Duh. And, you know, Guam might flip if we put more bases on it. It might capsize. I mean, that's who the globalists want in power, is absolute sniveling morons. And, you know, I'm sorry, but when you look in somebody's eyes, you can tell that Wasserman Schultz probably has about a 75 IQ. But she still has the cunning, a cunning of a highwayman. So look out, boys and girls. Wasserman Schultz is coming to get you. Here's some other news here out of Market Watch. Gold settles higher, volatile after Fed decision. Emerging market fears boost gold's investment appeal. And again, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve has announced they're going to be trimming monthly $10 billion of the unlimited trillions they've been giving themselves. Markets and emerging currencies recover after U.S. growth data. Growth is down. And the announcement again to trim the program by $10 billion to $65 billion per month that they give to select groups. So that's just some of the news on that front. Clapper, the guy that committed felony perjury before Congress, saying the NSA doesn't spy on Americans, calls for Snowden and accomplices to return NSA documents. that's a funny one. That is a really funny little joke out of Herr Clapper. And then continuing here, vulnerable Democrats distance themselves from Obama after State of the Union speech. Well, I mean, why are they distancing themselves? I guess this is out of Time magazine. I mean, everything's great. I mean, isn't open borders popular, even though it's not? I mean, isn't Obamacare popular, even though it isn't? Isn't banning guns popular, even though it isn't? I mean, they're a paper tiger, but the Republican leadership is bought and paid for by the same traitorous, larcenous interest, and that's why they're doing it. Unbelievable. That this is all unfolding and happening. And what we need to see is more of what Congressman Randy Weber said, saying Obama is the commandant in chief of prison America and is a lying socialist dictator. Yes, yes, yes. I like Randy Weber. Please try to get him on. His constituents, call him. Tell him to get on the show right now. Unbelievable. Here's another one. Republicans skeptical of Obama enacting agenda alone. But saying the Reichstag is skeptical of the new Fuhrer acting alone. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder cannot explain constitutional basis for Obama's executive order. Attorney General Holder couldn't explain the basis of it. He said, I'll be honest to you on television. I have not seen, I don't remember looking at or having seen the analysis in some time. So I'm not sure where along the spectrum that would come from. Perfect. Just I know nothing. I know nothing, nothing. Now they won't even debate it. They'll just say, I don't know. Well, it's an imperial presidency. And I mean, all Ted Cruz does is tell it like it is, and the media acts like it's, oh, my gosh, he said amnesty push will ruin hopes of retaking the Senate for Republicans. They're like, how dare you say that? Well, of course it will. They're giving them driver's licenses everywhere. I'll never forget an AP article like 7 years ago. The headline was something like, "Bank heads make it easier for immigrants to get houses." And they said, "Well, we know you don't really have IDs, so we're going to give you mortgages and stuff without any proof." Meanwhile, folks, I've got near perfect credit, and to get a house, I have to almost get a proctology exam. That's, you know, my dad had a little company, a little holding company that he gave me 18 years ago when I started up, or 17 years ago when I started my online shopping cart, when I had my first film, America Destroyed by Design, to try to fund my operation. He helped me set up the computer and set up the online deal and, you know, helped me out. And he said, "Here, you can have this bank account. It's got like $1,000 in it. I haven't used it in years. It's a Bank of America bank account." And so I went and put money in that, started using that. And, you know, since I've gotten rid of it, obviously. But I went in there to do something with it years ago. I think it was deposit or open another account or something. And I had like 3 forms of ID. It wasn't enough. I had to get interrogated. It was all. And I was watching illegals. I mean, I know an illegal. Cowboy hat, dirty cowboy boots. It looks like a East Texan, but they're Mexican. It looks like a West Texan. It looks like a Texan. And they're sitting there, and they're sitting there cashing a check, no ID. And I'm like, "Excuse me, he didn't show an ID." And they went, "Sir, we have policies." And we, I don't, look, being a citizen and playing by the rules means you're a schmuck in this country, ladies and gentlemen. You got insurance, you're going to wait an hour. You're an illegal, you go to the front of the line. Because they've been told, "Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. We're going to be reimbursed by the government." But with an insurance now, you're going to pay a lot more when you got insurance. They're going to rape you. Absolutely rape you. Continuing here with the ongoing news blitz, Representative Paul Ryan looking at legalizing all. That's why he's been the darling of the Republicans and tried to take over the Tea Party. He tried to take it over. He failed. So that's just some of the news on that front. U.S. official, North Korea nuclear reactor restarted. Iran can now build and deliver nukes, U.S. intel reports. Times of Israel, they had nukes 6 years ago. Okay, I just want to tell you that. And so did Saudi Arabia. You notice that's now coming out. Experts, China boosts space warfare capabilities. But don't worry, the NSA spying on the Tea Party. They'll keep us safe. Holder, new media guidelines in weeks. Claims they're going to talk about their new guidelines for harassing media. That's in Politico. And again, remember MSNBC ridiculing Mitt Romney's family adopting a black baby and saying, you know, it doesn't belong there and all that because they're total race pimps? Well, now they've had to apologize for controversial tweet about conservatives and Cheerios, saying conservatives will be mad about a Cheerios ad showing a multiracial family. I mean, no, it's the Ku Klux Klan Democratic Party that was. So you learn to pose as liberal so you can abort all the blacks and Mexicans while giving them Gardasil shots. And the blacks and Mexicans on average love you, so it's working. Fine, fine. Kill them. I mean, I don't want to kill them. I don't want that on my soul. I want them to be free and own guns and own factories and build and go to space. But that's not going to happen. We're all just going to kill each other. I understand. I understand how it works. I understand I'm bad. I get it. I know. I understand. I'm informed. I'm a bad person. Let's go to some other news before I go to break and come back with your calls. This is at Infowars.com by Don Salazar. TSA Super Bowl fans may encounter Viper teams. Roving armed TSA, while they wave the known Al-Qaeda groups and Muslim Brotherhood, certified terror groups, through the TSA. Don't worry, though. You may get fingers literally in your body. Roving teams that will come up with guns and grope you and your wife and search everything. Isn't that just great? You can read all the details right here. And they're also warning of political activism. They don't want anybody grabbing the, you know, the spotlight away from an event, even if you're outside of it, you know, while they're teaching you that Gardasil shots are good and that GMO is good and that families are bad and Obama's good and taking your guns is good and then being groped is good. I mean, you're not going to get in the way of America's pastime being slaves and paying thousands of dollars for the cheapest tickets. And yes, I did buy tickets for some of the crew so we can cover it properly. But I mean, that's just unbelievable, like $1,500 or something a piece. This country's completely gone. The guy runs into his burning house for his Xbox. People won't run to their house for their burning kids. That's about right. And you wonder why we're becoming slaves? Because they know we're chumps. They know we're done. All right, we're going to take your calls, and I got a bunch of even more important news straight ahead about our government funding Al-Qaeda. Stay with us.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Clear CIA patsy. They already tried to kill once, who's pled not guilty. Death penalty decision approaches in marathon bombing case. The answer to whether or not officials will call for the capital punishment of the surviving puppet is due out tomorrow, but the word I just saw up on Fox is they are going to go for it. We'll see if that's accurate. Let's go to your phone calls. Carmen in Pennsylvania, you want to talk about the North American Union that we're well into. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you today, Alex?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling.
Good. I just want to touch some issues that you've been talking about during today, not only the North American Union. I am an immigrant, and I am a citizen, and I just want to let you know, don't get discouraged. There is a lot of Hispanics and other immigrants that are trying to fight for our country and that are trying to do the right thing and are waking up, and we're organizing. We're trying to reach to our councilmen. We're trying to reach to our representatives. We're trying to...
Oh, no, listen, I know, because, I mean, not just American citizens that are Hispanic, but I run into immigrants, you name it, huge amount of listeners here in Austin. In fact, I'd say the majority of people that come up to me, they're listeners and really care what's going on, are Hispanic folks. The problem is the Democratic Party gets them immediately and begins the socialist indoctrination in the schools. So that's my only point is the whole power structure wants unlimited immigration to the country. What do you think about that?
I agree with what you're saying, and we're trying to intervene. We're trying to wake people up. We're trying to unionize. We're trying to organize. It is very hard, however, and it's one of the issues that I want to bring up and ask you suggestions because, for example, where I'm here in Pennsylvania, white locations, whenever they try to see you, they're trying to have this prejudice and these preconceived ideas, and they think that you cannot be hand-in-hand with them trying to fight for our country. So when you find these organizations and you're trying to enroll with them and trying to be active and advocate and be a political activist, they put certain roadblocks for you not to join them just because you're from another race or just because they have this prejudice just because we're immigrants. So what would you suggest we can do in terms of that so we can fight?
Sure. I mean, it's very simple. Just because there's people that don't like immigrants because they're immigrants. I mean, over in England, you hear a lot of talk about all the Slavs that are moving in. I mean, who do you expect to come in and replace the fact that Brits don't have kids anymore? So I don't dislike Hispanics. I don't dislike Slavs, anybody. It's what's going on in their brains. So you got to say, hey, that's a minority of white people that don't like Hispanics. And I know that for a fact. I don't care if you're white, Hispanic, who you are. We can't have unlimited if they put them on welfare. The country is going bankrupt. And they are voting overwhelmingly democratically, and we will lose our guns. So regardless, there's racists on both sides. That's not the issue. The issue is the power structure that's bad wants the open borders, and we cannot have that. God bless you. Good to hear that you're listening to the broadcast. Let's talk to Kevin in Canada. Then we'll go to Atemo, I think's the name, and Laureen and Morgan. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, let me give you a little bit of Canadian passion. 10 tours, and you have people there standing and clapping. They should have been sitting in their seats, looking at each other awkwardly, speechless. I almost see the American society totally degenerating to the point
that's
where...
That's right. No military in history has made a soldier fight 10 years. That is the most abusive evil. World War II, it was one, maybe two of you re-upped. Audie Murphy tried to re-up, and they said no. I mean, unbelievable that they would have people serve 10 tours. That is so abusive. Go ahead.
In the 1900s, your population was about 76 million. That is now your welfare class. Your forefathers fought for a republic, and you folks have squandered it to a holographic democracy. And what really sort of struggled me these days is that I've been watching you for about 15 years, all the way back to Waco. And the amount of information that you've provided me with has literally given me like a $10,000 education at minimum. But the problem I have is that I'm not the only person hearing this, yet nothing's changing. It's literally getting worse.
Well, that's because we're in a war. The enemy's pushing, we're pushing. Stuff is changing, it's just not fast enough. But briefly, how would you describe how evil it is to say it's great to have somebody serve 10 tours?
I think the simplest way to put it, Alex, is you ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
By the way, they call it a volunteer military. When you sign up, they have these automatic re-ups and things, and it's actually not true. He probably did volunteer, but that is just crazy. That is crazy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
The SurvivalZone.com, where one purchase can prepare you for any disaster. Our Wilderness Survival Backpack and Bug Out Bag has everything you need for one amazing price. Even a shelter is included. A recent customer said he looked everywhere, and the Wilderness Survival Backpack was the only one that offered all the items he was looking for. See it now at thesurvivalzone.com. Purchase by the end of January and get $20 off your next order over $100. That's thesurvivalzone.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 99weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 99weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely, with their doctor's approval. 99weirdspice.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 99weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 99weirdspice.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 99weirdspice.com. Watch for free, 99weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 99weirdspice.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Folks, I actually read the article that Paul Watson put out that broke while I was on the air about an hour ago during the break, and I am speechless right now. I had thought that some pro-Constitution police chief had been fired under federal directives and thought that was bad enough. I had no idea the TSA was involved and that they used it as a secret police checkpoint because we know they're data mining the NSA databases now with the TSA, and they're going to use it as internal checkpoints. But this article I'm going to cover after Zachary Jackson leaves us. It is simply amazing. I am speechless right now. We're going to be covering that in about 10 minutes, and then your calls. Zachary Jackson joins us from East Rutherford in New Jersey, across from New York, the site of a super distraction, super tyranny, 48. And there are now investigations going on in the Congress, with two Republican senators looking to try to get rid of the NFL's tax-exempt status, billions a year. Unbelievable. as the owner, some of them make hundreds of millions a year. I mean, look, make your money. But I'm tired of paying billions for the sports stadiums with bond proposals, and then you guys are tax exempt. The minute we start making rich people pay taxes, you know, the really rich people, is the minute they'll cut taxes on the middle class and the poor people. But then they go with class warfare, just like race warfare, and tell poor people, hey, rich people aren't paying a lot of taxes. And then they raise it on somebody making a quarter mil a year. That's the type of person that buys stuff and has employees. Simply amazing. And then the economy basically starts shutting down. So Ja'Kari Jackson is there in New Jersey, right in front of the dome where they're going to be having this ridiculous event. They're at MetLife Stadium, and he is there to cover it. We're going to have a lot of man-on-the-street interviews on the show tomorrow. We're going to have man-on-the-street interviews for the nightly news. He's going to be asking him questions like, the Viper teams are here. Are you ready for a proctology exam? He's going to ask him kind of Mark Dicean-type questions of, well, should we have a proctology exam, or should we wear clear plastic clothing? Since Mayor Bloomberg wanted folks to wear, you know, clear plastic coats, you know, just to make sure we're not bad. Absolute slavery going on there. So, Ja'Kari, what are your first observations, and what are some of the things you're planning in the run-up to Sunday's game?
Well, Alex, we just got here at MetLife Stadium in New York. You can see the stadium behind me. And, Alex, when we got here, you know, I was very surprised because we see a bit of a police presence. We know the TSA Viper teams are going to be out here in the area. We have some police over here to just right off the side of me. We also have helicopters flying overhead. And, Alex, we're going to be out here not to cover the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter if the Broncos win or if it's the Seahawks. It's the things that you lose. You're going to be losing your Fourth Amendment if you come out to these games. You're going to be patted down. You're going to be searched. Like you said, they want you to wear a clear plastic clothing here out here in the state. Also, you can only bring a clear plastic bag, a little Ziploc baggie for your personal effects.
So what I'm saying, Ja'Kari, is we should, like, seriously, go, shouldn't we wear clear plastic clothing then and you know, have a cavity search like they now do at the TSA? When they say yes.
I would love to do that, Alex. I'm sure they absolutely would love to do that, all in the name of keeping you safe. Although the TSA has yet to catch a single terrorist, they will do these things in the guise of keeping you safe, even though they can't even do that. Meanwhile, Mayor Bloomberg, Cuomo, all these other guys, they have their bodyguards, they have their various people with concealed carry, but they don't want you, disarmed slaves, to have that same opportunity. But Alex, we're going to be out here, we're going to be covering the TSA aspects, the violation of your Fourth Amendment. We're going to see, you know, if these people know about the real topics in the world, or do they only care about football. We're going to talk about human trafficking and other things that surround these events.
That's right. Absolutely decadent Sodom and Gomorrah-type situation with thousands of underage prostitutes, you name it, just a lot of degradation going on. But also the way they've made it political, where they can be tax-exempt, but then they try to take tax exemption away from pro-life groups. So a pro-life group can't be tax-exempt, but the billionaire NFL owners can be.
That's right, Alex. And you know these organizations, they pride themselves on being charity workers. And you'll see the commercials, they go out and, you know, coach a local football team. But what they give to local charities is peanuts compared to what they rake in. It's really a fraction of a fraction when you get down to it.
Well, and again, they don't let the average company do this, or everybody could be a charity and only give 1% like the NFL. Or Bill Clinton spending half the millions he gets from the Haitian Fund on his private jets. I mean, it's disgusting. Bottom line, don't give to big charities unless it's groups that have proven they're good, like the Salvation Army. Give to local charities, or actually give yourself. But notice, they don't want local charities feeding the homeless. They don't want little girls baking cupcakes or having lemonade stands. They only want big corporate events.
That's exactly right, because you see the same behind me. I don't know if you can see from here, but you got the big Pepsi logos, and you got Kevin Bacon on the loudspeaker over here. It's definitely a big corporate event. But like you said, if you want to have a lemonade stand, if you want to feed the homeless, you know, heaven forbid you actually feed a homeless person and bring some good work and good cheer to the world, you can't do that, Alex.
Now, let's war game this out a little bit politically. I want you to go and find a crowd of morons that are attending this and, again, say, hey, they only want you to have clear bags. What about clear clothes? And then when they joke about that and agree with it, say, yeah. And then say, but, you know, the government people aren't going to be wearing clear clothes. Oh, but I guess they're better than us. They're not servants. They're our owners. So they don't follow the same thing. Did you know that the TSA lets the Al-Qaeda-connected terrorist-listed Muslim Brotherhood in without being groped? Did you know it's about a takeover?
You're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood coming through the TSA checkpoints. When we arrived here just a few minutes ago, we asked the guy, you know, where's the tailgate party? And he looked at us so crazy. He's like, there is no tailgating at the Super Bowl. I was like, sir, you're joking. People can tailgate out here at the Super Bowl. He said, no. This is for your security. We're going to have all these big events. You can have the big Pepsi Dome behind me or whatever else, but you can't have people to congregate to celebrate the Super Bowl.
Well, they already...
Not that we're promoting the Super Bowl, but they don't even want you to enjoy the time you have while you're here.
Well, listen, you're supposed to only look at their big screens like watching TV. You're not supposed to have a barbecue or play with the neighbors. People might actually think you're supposed to go outside and play card games or play horseshoes. They might think you're actually supposed to talk to other humans. Look at how... In Arizona a few months ago, they had the anti-terrorism squad and anti-gang squad out videotaping everyone at the college tailgating games. This is what it's about. Congregating is criminal. You're only allowed to go through big gates, have your genitals grubbed, and then go in and watch a bunch of steroid heads run around, Jakari.
That's exactly right. And, you know, who knows? You know, we've seen a lot of the shady things going on in the halftime shows, not just at the Super Bowl, but at the Grammys and all these other big events. So time will tell what's going to happen here come Sunday when the halftime show comes about. We've seen Madonna, we've seen Beyonce, other people as well. So we'll see what happens this Sunday.
Now, what does East Rutherford look like when you drove from the airport? I know you just arrived there minutes ago. Does it look bombed out like the rest of the East Coast?
No, I was surprised to see when we came down here, I didn't see as many big buildings as I thought we would, at least on this side, this side of the bridge. On the other side, there are your big buildings that you would associate with New York, New Jersey, the iconic structures. But coming down here, it didn't look too bad, but granted, we only drove a relative short distance from the airport.
Hey, look, there's a whole squad of morons right there. Go talk to them.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Yeah. Let's take your time. There'll be more groups of people.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get up here.
You're doing a great job there, Jakari. And if it breaks up, it's no problem. This is all live. This is all real, ladies and gentlemen. But we're here covering the news. While they're getting up there to talk to some people, we'll see if they act like a total police state and run up and act like it's bizarre for free association to be happening. Let me tell you about this article. They're setting up the TSA as database centers where most people will be allowed through in the future without being groped and stuff. But a lot of times you'll be pulled off the side, interrogated, or even disappeared. Well, now there's an article on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Chief of police harassed by feds, fired after signing pledge to uphold Constitution. And that's a great headline by Watson, but it's even worse than that. They knew who he was off the databasing, totally illegal, that they admit the TSA's using, to know that he was going to Sheriff Mack's event in Las Vegas. It's extremely mainline about sheriffs and police following the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I mean, Sheriff Mack beat Clinton at the Supreme Court on the Brady Law. This would make the police upstanding. And, boy, they get upset about the police standing up and saying, we're going to follow the American law. They call that political and had him fired. A police chief was detained, and you guys pop in any time if there's something newsworthy happening. A police chief was detained and harassed by federal agents while traveling to a constitutional convention before returning home to be told he was fired and ordered to disband his police department after signing a pledge to uphold the Bill of Rights. And I wouldn't even call it a constitutional convention. It was a law enforcement. Like, I guess it was technically a constitutional convention, but not in the way you'd think. It was a convention on the Constitution. We should flip that because it could be misunderstood. Police Chief Shane Harger of the Jemez Springs, New Mexico Police Department was flying out of Albuquerque Airport last week on his way to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention taking place in Vegas. And remember we had that police chief on, or that sheriff from Liberty, Florida, he read the code. It said if the guy's law-abiding coming from his home or business with a gun, he's allowed to have it. I'm not charging him. And, I mean, I'm going to let him go. And they went and had a state investigation and arrested him, and he won in court. But they're going after police that aren't evil, folks. And we've got to stand with people like this guy when they do the right thing. I'm not saying, oh, cops, you need to act like Americans and do all this. And then when they don't, the system goes after them, and we don't back them. Before passing security, Harger was approached by a TSA agent who asked the police chief to show his credentials. Moments later, a man claiming to be a federal agent also asked to see Harger's credentials before telling him he was a person of interest. The federal agent then demanded to know where Harger was traveling to and why. When Harger told the federal agent he was attending Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention, they swear an oath to that, by the way, in Las Vegas, he was detained for 35 minutes before finally being allowed aboard the plane. He was in a database, folks. Then, when he got back off, he was fired. On Tuesday, January 28th, the day after his return, Harger was placed on administrative leave and ordered to the San Dovetail County, New Mexico Sheriff's Douglas C. Wood to disband his entire police department. Due to his political affiliations, what were his political affiliations? While attending the convention, Harger, along with 38 other police officers, signed a declaration affirming their pledge to obey and observe the U.S. Constitution. This is like the Twilight Zone, folks. In addition to refusing to carry out any unconstitutional orders, such as gun confiscation, without constitutionally completed warrants, violation of the Fourth Amendment without probable cause, detainment and incarceration of citizens without probable cause, or working with any military or domestic law enforcement, which is all in the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And it just goes on. I've never seen anything. This is secret police. And they, federal global agents. Jakari, you're out there. Have we located any of the minions going in to be groped, and or do they all run away?
They ran away from us, Alex. When we were getting closer to the stadium, we lost our connection, so we're back to where we had a stable connection. But yes, Alex, many people, I'm wondering how aware they are about the tyranny that goes on here, if they're aware that they're going to have to sacrifice their rights, not even for security, but just to come out here and watch a football game.
Well, this is the TSA acting as an interrogation unit. You go to fly, they interrogate you and then get you fired from your job, going while you're gone and intimidating and lying about you. This is what the Secret Service does. I know two people in Austin who are managers of companies who just shot their mouths off saying Obama's a traitor, not calling for violence. The Secret Service went to their company heads, in one case in New York, another case at a car dealership, and said, you better fire them if you know what's good for you. That's torturous interference outside the courts. It's siege. And that's how the Nazis did for 5 years before they started arresting people. They would just go get them fired. I mean, this is like the Tea Party being harassed, all of it. These people are criminals.
It's definitely harassment. You know, when I did the man on the street a few weeks ago at the airport, you know, I asked people, you know, what's the probable cause for you to be searched at the airport? And they said, well, just coming to the airport is probable cause. Well, I said, you know, what if you go to an event like the Super Bowl? What's the probable cause? Just showing up, is that a reason enough for you to be molested, to be violated, to have your rights violated? I don't think so.
Meanwhile, the government publicly runs the terrorist and thinks we're so stupid. The CFR called for Obama to publicly endorse Al-Qaeda this week. I mean, I can't believe I'm even saying this. In fact, I've got two articles here that I haven't covered yet dealing with this. Here's out of Reuters. Baghdad bombs and shootings kill at least 19. When I saw the name of the city, I knew it was a Shiite city. And at the bottom, I knew what it would say. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated Islamic State of Iraq carried out the attacks. The same group that just took over Fallujah again. The same group our government is funding in Syria and in Libya and in Egypt. Meanwhile, here's Israel General says Al-Qaeda, Syrian fighters set up in Turkey and threaten Europe. Of course. I mean, literally, our government runs Al-Qaeda and then uses the Al-Qaeda threat to take our rights, Jakari.
You were talking to the guy yesterday about the transhumanism, and he said he was talking to one of his colleagues and said, why do they keep running the same schemes over and over? And his colleague said to him, because people keep falling for it. And why not, Alex, if you can run Al-Qaeda this location and move them to that location and move them to that location and people keep falling for it, why would you change your program? If you can catch the Hail Mary every time, why would you change your football play?
Well, that's right. But then the TSA repeatedly knows I'm coming, is waiting, smiles at me, says I better not cause problems or ask for my autograph, or some guy gets all sexually excited. I just can't handle anymore. I mean, it's literally a license to harass everybody.
We saw that with Alec Baldwin and his daughter. You know, his 5-month-old baby girl was randomly selected and, you know, screened at the airport.
And they even knew who he was and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in Atlanta, they go, ooh, Jesse Ventura, get on over here.
And didn't that happen to Ron Paul as well?
Yes.
Ron Paul, Rand Paul.
But I watch these women literally like the South Park episode, you know, literally going, good looking. I mean, I want to imitate most of what they were doing. And it was just like, mm-hmm. And he got so mad he left the country. Go ahead, Dakar.
Exactly. But, you know, when we flew out to the West Coast recently, we were patted down, myself and the rest of the crew, and Josh, our camera guy, was walking around filming our pat-downs, and the guy comes up to him, the TSA guy. He says, what are you doing out here? You can't be filming out here. But we knew our rights because of the opt-out and film campaign. You can film the TSA. They just don't like you to film their checkpoints, which you should be able to do anyway. But, you know, Josh was not even filming the checkpoints, and he came over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm filming. He's like, well, I don't like you filming. And I started filming that guy, talking to Josh, filming me. And it didn't turn out too well for the guy because, you know, he was on his power trip. That's all you have to do. You have to stand up to these people and just say no.
All right.
And you vote with your dollars.
Just hey, guys, when do we have a big space for Jakari to be on with us tomorrow with the guests? Because I'm going to tell listeners now during the three-hour show when we're going to be here Friday with Jakari. Jakari, great job. I'm going to come back and take some final calls here, hit some final news. But I know you're going to have a lot of updates on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You're going to have other reports you're putting up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and on the Watson channel, and those will be up on Infowars.com. You'll have live coverage before, during, and after Sunday on my Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. So get out there, find some groups of lemmings, start asking them about how the government runs Al-Qaeda and about proctology exams.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard as long as we're not doing anything wrong, we don't have anything to worry about. But what do we do when the people that told us that become lawless and use our cell phones to violate our constitutional rights? Get a privacy case from privacycase.com today and stop this high-tech iron curtain from crushing our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. privacycase.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the nightly news tonight. On the nightly news this evening. Probably going to have Sheriff Mack on, or this particular sheriff, this particular police chief who had his department shut down because he dared go to an event trying to organize police, be pro-constitution. But most police get sent by the feds to the ADL, or Southern Poverty Law Center, meetings, where they literally badmouth George Washington and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So treason is wonderful, but if you just say, hey, I'm going to uphold the Bill of Rights, you're fired. That is so outrageous. By the way, you know, Rob Dew's on vacation and some of our other crews out. We hardly have enough crew to be able to even perform stuff and get our shows done when a few of our crew are out. That's why it's so important that people continue to fund InfoWars.com by clicking on the sponsors, by buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, by getting the InfoWarsLife.com products, because that's how we fund our operation. And we're very close to going to the next level, thanks to all of your help going up against the globalist. It's so important to filter your water. We have the best gravity-fed filters, the entire family of Pro One, Pro Pure systems. Discounted with promo code WATER. It blows away the competition. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the George Washington belt buckles. It's just jam-packed with everything you can imagine. All the highest quality. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Lorraine in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I knew they were planning to turn the TSA into like secret police checkpoints where they kind of disappear people or interrogate them for separate stuff, and they have a room full of feds waiting for you to use NSA databases to harass patriots. But now it's officially happening. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre that, you know, Jakari Jackson is out there, you know, and they're harassing actual people who are U.S. citizens. And yet we can't even do anything on the borders of our own country. You know, these people come in and we're going to reward them with actual citizenship.
Well, by the way, it's not even a secret, but it's not well known. Illegals fly without IDs. I've seen it all the time. They just walk over with a piece of paper and mumble at the people and I just let them through, just like the hospitals, because it's all selectively enforced. You understand that?
Well, yeah, I'm actually an immigrant, and I came to this country from England and actually became a naturalized U.S. citizen. My family actually left England because of the tyrannical-type monarchy that's going on over there, right? And we come over here, and now we're kind of looking at the same thing. You know, Obama and his family are like the new royal family. And everybody's bowing down to them, and it's just ridiculous. And I just want to say that it really kind of makes me angry when people say, you know, that, oh, we shouldn't call them illegal people. You know, there's no such thing as an illegal person.
Well, that's what they call us in other countries. It's pure bull. It's like, we've got to be wide open, and we got to pay for everything, and they're going to vote to take your guns now. I mean, we're committing suicide. We've been so gullible so long that that's what this is, and it's a complete joke. I mean, the NSA spying, the groping, telling Texas they'd have F-16s forced down aircraft if they tried to block the TSA. I mean, exactly. The sky is the limit of the level of abuse that they mete out against us. We're going to go to break, do 5 minutes of overdrive, and talk to Itamio, I think. How do I pronounce that? Itamio? I can't pronounce anything. North American Union News. Then we're going to talk to Steve. Let's talk about immigrants meeting with governor and more. And we got Mike in Texas says immigrants. He wants to talk about police scanner drills at mall. We'll be right back. Be ready, call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Russia, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.